An Akron singer-songwriter is collaborating with dozens of middle school students for a concert this weekend. For this week's Shuffle, we hear about Angie Hayes' bigger picture project that aims to connect Akron's music scene to the schools.
Wave goodbye.
Angie Hayes is known as Akron's one-woman band. Her home studio is lined with every instrument you can think of, from guitars and mandolins to keyboards and kazoos. And she's taught herself to play them all, including her signature tambourine shoe, stitched together with pieces of suede and fur. On the wall is a dry erase board with 9 song titles and the bigger picture in capital letters at the top. It's the set list for this weekend's concert.
The arts, and especially music, literally saved my life. And if I can just provide that sanctuary, so to speak, that's everything.
On Saturday, Hayes goes from solo to a band of about 80, all under the age of 13. They're students at Akron's Miller South Performing Arts School, who've been spending months learning her songs, choreographing dance routines, designing paintings, and rehearsing skits to perform alongside her. It's the second year for Hayes' bigger picture project that she created to emphasize the importance of the arts in schools.
You know, this song could feature a choir or could feature painting, or we'll put together a theatrical scene. So even if it's something small, every piece makes up the bigger picture. Every single part is important.
Last year, about 50 students auditioned and worked on the project after school. Now it's integrated into Miller South's curriculum, so they're learning Hayes' songs in class. Organizer and parent Eden Kozlowski says they've also gotten sponsors to make the project even bigger.
I heard from so many parents literally change their life, essentially. Like, it's feeling that confidence in yourself. It's knowing that you can do certain things and to make it merge. And Angie's so good with that, and she's so good with the kids.
You guys have it. You sound awesome. You have the swing. That's the main, that part that you're playing is the main hook of this whole song.
While the students have had to learn her songs, Hayes has had a lot to learn, too. She doesn't read music. She plays strictly by ear. Last year, she showed the kids how to play the songs. But this year,
I had to do sheet music. I have a MIDI keyboard. This program is recording playing the notes specifically, like right to the on this grid.
With sheet music in hand, Miller South students have spent long hours this week perfecting the songs. Hayes sits behind a grand piano while the jazz band files into the auditorium, takes their places, and tunes their instruments. Band director Marissa Hughes then leads the horn section in rehearsing Hayes' song, Wave Goodbye.
Ready, go!
They have their idols in the pop world and the rock world, and I think for them it's cool to see that popular music today can be instrumental and have real things. It's not just all, you know, kind of phony baloney stuff.
Hughes also says it gives her students the experience of collaborating with a working musician. Holding a baritone sax that's nearly as tall as he is, 7th grader Donovan Schaefer agrees.
We're not used to seeing these or hearing these rhythms, so it's cool to come out of the jazz box.
As for Hayes, she envisions taking this model on the road.
Move it to high schools or universities where it would be a program where you have school and community is involved in. Every time it would be different and special because it's part of that area. It's part of those people.
The bigger picture is Saturday at Akron's Miller South School. You can find links and more information at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, here at Thursdays on Morning Edition.